Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, correction time. My boss just came in here and said you screwed up.
Oh, I'm surprised.
So the Billy Bean that's the head of the inclusion program is not the same Billy Bean of the Oakland Athletics. One Billy Bean has an E at the end of his name. The other does not. This other Billy Bean played baseball as well, played professional baseball. And this other Billy Bean, whose name does not have an E on the end of it, acknowledged that he was gay at one point of his life. Let's see here. After being married for 13 years and went on to write a book, Going the Other Way, Lessons from a Life in and Out of Major League Baseball. And then in 2014, was appointed MLB's first ambassador for inclusion. In this role, Bean counseled David Denson, who became the first minor league player signed an MLB organization to come out as gay. That, of course, is a Brewers minor leaguer, David Denson, who I believe is out of baseball now. I think he just retired and decided to do something different or whatever the case may be. So there you go. So that is who is the one that talked to Josh Hader earlier today and went from there. Okay, so just to clarify that. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Great family, affordable fun at a Great Lakes Dragway. You knuckleheads that like to race on city streets, stop. You're going to kill yourself. You're going to kill somebody else. Or you're going to do a lot of damage to somebody or something. Just please stop. Go down to Union Grove. Go race your buddies and your friends at Great Lakes Dragway down there. Be safe. Have fun. They got beautiful concession stands and all this other stuff. They got a museum down there. Go drag race down there if you want to do it. Stop doing it on city streets, county roads, and everything else. GreatLakesDragway.com. Find out all the exciting stuff going on this week in there and going on throughout the rest of the summer. Roy Henning and his guys do just a great job at Great Lakes Dragway. So again, GreatLakesDragway.com. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. It's pretty simple. I give you a topic, I give you a lane, you call up, and you get to be a part of the topic or the lane. The right lane today involves Josh Hader, and it's a dual question. The first one is, with the Brewers starting a three-game series against the Dodgers at Miller Park tonight, do you plan on booing Josh Hader when he comes out to pitch? Do you plan on cheering Josh Hader, or do you plan on doing nothing? Just not cheering or booing, just kind of sitting on your hands and not really acknowledging one way or the other when Josh Hader comes into the game. The second question is, how do you think this will affect Josh Hader in the second half? Are you worried about Hader? I, for certain, am worried about Josh Hader in the second half because I think the amount of abuse he's going to take verbally is going to be crazy, especially on the road. I don't know what it's going to be like tonight, but again, it's different from Braun in the fact that not everybody cares about steroids and cheaters and all this other stuff. Some do, some don't. Most don't, as far as fans. We've learned that over the course of time doing sports talk radio that most media guys care more than fans. So while he did get booed on the road and so forth, it was never bad really at home. This, on the other hand, when you're talking about races of people and you're talking about offending gay people, this could get to a different level because now you could really see people that don't care about baseball but want to buy tickets to a game just to go yell at this dude. And that is where my concern is. And can he handle it mentally going forward? Because he's got, you know, all of August, all of September, and the second half of July to get through. I've said it and I'll say it again. He should not be in the bullpen for the next couple of weeks. He should be in the clubhouse away from everybody. When it's time for him to go warm up, then he can go out there during a half an inning warm up coming into the game. That's how I'd handle it if I were the Brewers. Don't put him out there any more than you need to. And it's not only for him, but it's also for the players around him because you know what's going to happen. You know, he had this tearful apology earlier today to the members of the clubhouse and so forth. And it sounds like everybody's on board with Josh Hader. So what's going to happen is you're going to go out there, you have people yelling and screaming at Josh Hader on the road or at home his teammates are going to stick up for him. They're going to get into yelling matches with fans, and then you're going to have problems. Everybody's going to be distracted, and it's going to affect everybody. The easiest play on this deal is leave him in the clubhouse until he's needed. And if Josh Hader has a problem with it, too bad. You dug this hole yourself. Now we got to do what's best for the team. And that probably is what's best for the team at this point. So the right lane again, are you going to boo, cheer, or do nothing for Josh Hader when he comes out in a Brewers uniform the rest of the year if you plan on going to any more games? And the other question is, how do you think this is going to affect Josh Hader the rest of the year? Are you worried about it? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. The left lane today involves the Milwaukee Bucks and Chris Middleton. Middleton with the opportunity to opt out after this upcoming year to become a free agent. Eric Bledsoe will be a free agent. And Chris Middleton, based on reports that we've seen earlier, doesn't appear wants to sign an extension at this point with the Bucks. Wants to play the free agent market, which is obviously understandable. Wants to make as much money as he can. And I got to thinking about this. It feels like a Michael Redd situation to me. When the Bucks gave Michael Redd max money all those years ago, at that point it was, what, $17 million a year. Everybody was just shaking their heads and going, how is he worth $17 million a year? And looked around at the superstars, legitimate superstars, that were getting that much money and going, how does he fit into that mold? And the reasoning on the Bucks side was simple. They couldn't sell tickets with anybody else on that roster at that point. They didn't think they could get a player of that ability or more to ever play in Milwaukee. So they essentially decided, screw it. We're just going to give him more than anybody can give him. And hope he stays, and we'll deal with it going forward. And I look at this situation with Chris Middleton and Giannis and fear the same may occur again, where they're going to look at next summer, look at all these teams with available cap space, look at the free agents that are available, and go, okay, if we allow Middleton to go somewhere else, are we convinced that we can get one to come to Milwaukee and play with Giannis? Because if you don't get any to come here and play, and Middleton and Bledsoe both leave, you're talking about a lineup next year of Brogdon, Brown or DiVincenzo, Giannis, Ersan, and Henson. That's your starting five. Does that get you excited? Because now you start, again, going back to the board again and rebuilding and suffering again for 2 or 3 years, trying to figure out how you're going to get young guys to come here and play. So that's the question. Do you think this is going to be a situation for the Bucks like Michael Redd where they're going to have to give Chris Middleton max money? That's the left lane. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. The return lane is a brand new topic, Mike Clemens. I'm bringing a new topic for the return lane today. And it's a fun topic. It's a Friday topic. Everybody's going to be going out for dinner tonight or going to be going out this weekend or whatever. I want to know, what's the most money you've ever paid for a hamburger and how much really annoys you when you have to pay a certain amount for a hamburger when you go out somewhere to eat? That's what we're talking about here. Now, obviously, you know, your fast food chains, this isn't going to apply to them. This is going to apply to your sit-down restaurants as far as how much you pay for a hamburger. I'll tell you this much, Clemens. In Florida, yeah. Disney Springs, okay?
And I know where you're going.
Planet Hollywood Observatory, one of my favorite places to go. Mm-hmm. And highly recommend it to anybody that ever goes there, especially if you have kids to go. But a burger there is going to run you about $20 to $25. A cheeseburger and all these specialty things.
Was it that good?
Oh, it's gigantic and it's delicious. And the buns, the bread buns that come with it are outstanding too.
Okay.
And the shakes are really the reason we went there. We saw pictures of the shakes, which are like... I don't know what you would call them, but they're like mugs, and there's like a chocolate one, and it's like all these chocolate candies. They have chocolate frosting around the mug with like M&Ms attached to it.
A glass mug?
And stuff coming out of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And they're amazing too. But Guy Fieri, who does...
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, yeah.
Right. He's the one that did the burgers and created this menu for them. So this is all his stuff.
All okay? Right.
So it's really good. And you know going there that, okay, save up your money. You're going to pay a stupid amount of money for a burger. And I'm okay with that. But, dude, I'm not okay going around here and you take the family out and everybody gets a burger and something to drink and fries and you're spending $80 to $90. That I'm not okay with. That, I'm telling you, it's happened to me multiple times now. And it's like, I'm not going back there. I'm not going back there. And every time you're like, we should have just went to Wendy's. It would have been, the burger probably would have been better, and I would have saved a ton of money. And it drives me crazy. Like, other food doesn't drive me as crazy. Like, other types of food, I'm willing to pay a little bit more for in a restaurant, but a hamburger drives me nuts. What's the most you've paid for a hamburger?
Probably about $20 when I was trapped at some stadium or something like that and really hungry, and there's no place else to get out, and it's overpriced and very average.
See, and that, again, I love when you pay $10 to $12 for a hamburger and it's paper thin, and the bun is bigger than the burger. You give me a bun that's bigger than the burger, I'm immediately not going to be happy. I promise you. Tanner in Tosa, you're next on the Fan Great Lakes Dragaway Pick-A-Lay. What you got, Tanner?
How's it going, man?
All right.
Just want to say, if I were to go to a game, I go about every other week, and I would be cheering as loud as I could for Hader. Not because I condone what he tweeted or what he potentially stands for, but because I'm a Brewer fan. I love the Brewers, want to see them win. Even if he's a part of the team, I have to support it because I support the team, and wins are more important than I think an individual that's a part of the team. Maybe you have a different opinion on that, but I think overall I want to see the Brewers in the playoffs. It's been a while since we've seen them have a lot of success, and I think this is a year that they could do that, and I don't want to be this to be a distraction from that.
Well, see, and that really is what it's going to become, is it's going to become a distraction to this because of all the yelling and screaming that's going to go on. The Braun thing was one thing. That didn't offend everybody or a ton of people. That was basically a baseball fan thing. This is a human being thing, and that's where I get concerned that you're going to have even non-baseball fans are going to buy tickets just to come scream at this dude. And that's where I get really, really concerned. Tanner, thanks for the call. And then again, the natural instinct for your teammates is what? I'm going to stick up for my guy. That's not who he is now. Leave him alone. Back off. Shut up. And then you're going to have war of words going on between people screaming at the bullpen, whether it be in San Francisco or L.A. or Chicago or St. Louis or Miller Park tonight. Could happen anywhere. You, first of all, sober people are going to be mad at this. Now you're going to put alcohol into people and go, watch your P's and Q's. Don't get crazy. Good luck. All I have to say to that is good luck. All right. D in Colorado, you're next on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you know where I want to go with this, Sparky.
Now, hold on. This is D on the east side, who I referenced earlier, was sent to the corner back in the day. I saw your tweet, but I didn't say it on the air. So for those people that didn't know what that was all about and how that was, explain it to people.
All right, for all those people that didn't know what To the Corner Thursday was, we had the sound off line, too, at the time. So if you called into the shows, I was a particular caller that talked and had my opinion that people didn't like. And then I'll beef with you on the sound off line, too. So every week, I was nominated to go to the corner. And I think finally towards the end, before you stopped it, I finally got.
Yep.
And it was dope because I had my supporters and I had my detractors. So a lot of people thought you stopped it because I got offended. I actually loved it.
No, it was. So, and it, you're right, because different listeners had their own fans that didn't want them and enjoyed listening to them on the air. So it really became a kind of a battle, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was like almost like 8 Mile.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of, but not really. Okay.
Yeah, but without music.
Without music. All right, so what lane you want? Middleton?
Yeah, I want to go with the Middleton thing, but I want to say something about Josh Hader real quick, too. Things like this, when it happens, it kind of throws me off because a lot of times it's not really about the subject matter. It becomes like the Kiki Challenge. After a while, it becomes the thing to do to hate Josh Hader.
Yep.
Because of what he said.
Yep.
And that's the one thing that I hope that this is. If you really are offended about the situation, let's work to make the situation better. Let's not make this a back and forth. He say, she say, let's tit for tat thing. So that's what I wanted to go with there real quick.
Yep.
And as far as Chris Milton goes, so there's no way on God's green earth I'm maxing this guy out. And the reason why I'm not, because those are past form mistakes the Bucks have. I keep saying this, and you said your biggest fear was that when the season starts, they ain't going to have nobody else there. I think Chris Milton's value won't be as high as it ever would be in coming up the playoffs. He's coming off an expiring contract, too. If I can package a way to dump them to bring somebody in, just like what the Brewers do to have value or contract assistance
right,
to play with Giannis, I would like to do that because, y'all, to be honest, every time y'all bring this subject matter up, y'all are supposed to talk about it on the show, something happened. What really goes on with Milwaukee and free agents? That's the last time it was Jordy Nelson got caught.
Right.
And then
yep,
the Sterling Brown situation happened.
Yep.
And I really want that conversation to go on because a lot of people don't understand that people of color do not feel comfortable in the city, and the NBA is pretty much made up of that. So that has to be factored in the free agency, too, because you bring in your kids, and you want to be able to walk around and be stable. And outside of Milwaukee, when you see a subject matter about Milwaukee, it's always something negative.
Well, and the Henson thing doesn't help in the NBA circles either.
The Henson thing don't help. Larry Sanders don't help. You can keep going. And even if another thing that don't help, for some reason in the city, you can't have two superstars, whether it was Ryan Braun and Cecil Fielder. Prince Fielder. It was who you like better. It was argument back and forth.
Yeah, but with all due respect, it was the same thing with Glenn and Ray.
Yeah, no doubt. What I'm saying is we can't have more than one because it's going to be a split. And then a nation of Bucks or whatever fan base you got to like one or the other. You can't like both. You feel what I'm saying?
No, that's definitely how it's been here. You're right about that, D, for sure. No doubt about it. How do you like Colorado?
Oh, man, Colorado is lovely, man. My wife is doing better. You know what I mean? I get paid a lot more, and I get to work a lot less, and I'm doing a lot of freelancing, dog. And I'm in the high desert, so it's like 80 degrees every day.
Oh, nice. No. So you're not going to get any snow then?
Nah, if we get snow, it don't even stick.
That's awesome.
It's where I'm at in Colorado is more like Utah.
That's awesome. Yeah, good stuff. Utah's beautiful, too. D, have a good one, man. Take care.
For sure.
There he is, D, in Colorado. Let's see where we at here. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. I see you guys on hold. We'll get some more of you guys. Great Lakes Dragaway Pick Lane continues. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's talk about Wendy's, and don't forget, with it being summertime, they have new signature beverages that feature some exotic and tropical flavors. Their summer beverage lineup includes strawberry lemonade, cherry berry fruit tea, as well as strawberry watermelon fruit tea, honest green tea, and limeade. Love me some limeade. These drinks are sure to keep you cool during the summer's hot days. And don't forget as well, if you like Buffalo Ranch crispy chicken sandwiches at Wendy's, they're $1. A buck. That's all it is. A buck. You can get two or three for $3 and you're full. It works just that easily. Only for a limited time at participating Wendy's, the $1 Buffalo Ranch.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, where the 2018 racing season continues. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for the season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragaway, Pick a Lane, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Mike Clemens. We're going to play for you some comments from Billy Beane coming up. He had a press conference, not that Billy Beane of the Oakland A's, but the guy that is in charge of the inclusion program for Major League Baseball, former Major League Baseball player who then...
Outfielder for the Tigers and the Padres in the late 80s, early 90s, and then broke up his marriage. He
13 years.
Yeah. Came out as a gay man. And then at that time when the NFL was dealing with like that linebacker Sam that got drafted by the Rams, you know, when they were talking about open... guys being open about their sexuality in the locker room, whatever the professional sport. He's now the assistant to Rob Manfred, the commissioner, to deal with these inclusion issues, as they call it.
I was going to meet what I did find today, and that is a young man who is in a tremendous amount of pain, and I sympathize for him tremendously, and I was really proud of him today, to the way he wanted to convey that he it feels like he let his teammates down, and he wants to repair that more than anything.
So he came in from the league to meet with
Hader.
Josh Hader today.
Yep. So here are the lanes. The right lane, we'll hear more from Billy Beane coming up after the sports flash and his thoughts on his meeting with Josh Hader. But the right lane today is Josh Hader. Would you plan on booing him, cheering him, or doing nothing when he gets comes out of the bullpen the rest of the year at Miller Park? And how do you see his second half going? Because I am greatly concerned that it is not going to go well because of all the abuse he will take verbally going from park to park. And I think the mental strain is probably going to really get to Josh Hader. And that I'm concerned about. The left lane today, Chris Middleton, the ability to opt out of his contract after this year. And could put the Bucks in a situation where they almost have to give him max money if they fear they can't get anybody else to come and play here. And you certainly don't want to go into the 2019 season, at least I don't think, with Brogdon, Sterling Brown, or DiVincenzo Ersan, Giannis, and Henson as your starting lineup. Definitely don't want to do that. So they may be in a position to do what they had to do with Michael Redd years ago with a different ownership group, and that is give them a ton of money. Let's go to Becky in Bayside. You're next on The Fan.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Doing good, Becky. What's up?
Okay. So I have to preface this by saying I'm not a sports fanatic like you guys. I listen to the radio and my husband listens to the radio, but I guess stories like these kind of get to me because when I think about this happened several years ago and the fact that as a society, isn't our job, isn't our goal, isn't our ultimate mission to make, you know, our citizens better people? And if we're not doing that, and, you know, in his talks today in the recent days, he's totally remorseful. He's totally feeling guilty about what he did. And isn't that our goal? I mean, he's remorseful, and he feels bad about what he did. And shouldn't we be praised? Crazy might be the wrong word, but shouldn't we be, you know, accolading that he's become a better person as we want our society to be?
But see, this is the thing, Becky. I agree with you. Okay, we're together on this. But the thing is, there are some people that just don't believe that a racist can change his stripes, that once a racist, always a racist. Maybe it's buried down further, but that hate will always reside there. There are people that believe that. Now, again, you and I seem to think that people can change, and I'm with you on this, but there are others that don't believe that. And that is where the rub is, I think, for those people that just aren't buying that he's changed. Maybe he doesn't talk about it anymore publicly because he's a pro athlete, but just don't buy that a person can change. And that's the issue. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm with her. I agree. Listen, you yelling and screaming and hating on Josh Hader may make you feel better, but it's not going to really do anything to fix anything at the end of the day. It's really not. But that's not going to change anything. I mean, you're going to say, well, he shouldn't have hate in his heart like that. True. But then you're going to have hate in your own heart and attack him to a degree. It's kind of crazy. Mike in St. Louis, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
All right. Back on the Josh Hader subject.
Yep.
First of all, I'm a repeat caller. And I am really pissed off that people are mad at Josh Hader. This kid made a comment on text at the age of 17 years old. Do you guys realize when we were 16, 17, 18, how many stupid things we said and did?
For sure.
It's unreal. If I had $100 for everything I said that was stupid when I was that age, I'd be rich. 17-year-old kid. His brain's not even developed. So my point is, give him a break. You know, 17 years old. Don't run him through the coals on this one. What he said was wrong. Everybody knows that. But you know what? He's now 26 years old. And he's probably smarter and understands what the life's all about. And I just say, give this kid a break and let him go. And I'm going to let you guys comment on it, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yep, appreciate it. Thanks. Take care in St. Louis. Hater by the 24. Not that it really matters, but just don't want everybody tweeting at me, telling me that the guy said his age wrong. I get it. Those people that are okay with Hater and accept the apology, and he did have a tearful apology to all of his teammates earlier today. So that is done. Everybody seems to be on board with supporting Josh Hader going forward. So that's out of the way. But what's not out of the way is how he's going to be received at his own park, at Miller Park today. And like I said before, sober people are mad at him. Now you put alcohol in those people that are mad at him who are sober, and now you really get liquid courage, and now you really get things amped up out there. So like I said before, there's just no way. There's just not a chance that he'd be in that bullpen if it was me. And I was the Milwaukee Brewers. He'd be in the clubhouse the entire time. Let's get to a sports flash with Mike Clemens. We'll come back. We'll hear from Billy Beane. We'll get back to more of your calls as well. It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live in the Frontier Motors Studios on South 27th Street, here on The Fan.
Sports Flash, right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. It's grilling season, and Masters East is the place to find your new grill. Shop their great selection, and while you're there, check out their patio furniture sets for your house. It's all at Masters East in Waukesha, online at MastersEast.com. First on The Fan, the Brewers and the Dodgers. Brewers catcher Manny Pena has been reinstated from the 10-day DL. And, of course, a lot of controversy about the Josh Hader story. Today he met with a Billy Beane, an assistant to the baseball commissioner, to talk about inclusion and sensitivity. David Stearns is the general manager of the Brewers.
I think I know who Josh Hader is, and I personally do not believe that these comments represent who he is as a person.
And Brett Phillips is Hader's roommate.
I don't know Hader back in 2011. It sounds like, you know, he was in a dark place and just not a good person. But that's not who Hader is, and I know a lot of people aren't going to be able to see past this, but I'm just here to tell you now, I've known Hader the past 4 years. He's one of my best friends in baseball and in just out of baseball, and that's not who he is anymore.
First pitch at 7:10. We'll have the latest Brewers news, 6 o'clock, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show presented by Ozinga here on The Fan. In Chicago, the Cardinals rolled over the Cubs 18-5. They had a rain delay in that game. Cardinals reliever Brandon Morrow placed on the 10-day DL. He's got inflammation in his right hip. NFL training camps opening for the Bears and the Ravens. Bears receiver Allen Robinson is practicing back from a torn ACL. Colts say that Andrew Luck has been cleared to return at quarterback. This update brought to you by Kim and Lavoie. If you've been arrested for drunk driving, any other criminal offense, call Kim Lavoie, 262-796-1400, or go to KimLavoie.com. They're your best defense. I'm Mike Clemens at Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Sparky, Mike Clemens, Gary, Leroy, Rami, all back on Monday. It's been a fun show. To the Corner was a lot of fun from 4:30 to 5. Little Sparky's Midday Madness tribute. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane continues on. George on the north side, you're next on The Fan. What's up, George?
Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, you know, I'm calling because I want to protect all the young 17 and up adults, because I'm not going with the I'm young and I made a mistake type of situation, because every child is not like that. No one is born a racist. It is a learned behavior. And he may have been raised in a situation or an environment in which no one told him that that was wrong, and he just made a bad decision. I do believe totally that you are to be forgiven for when you make mistakes, but I don't want to turn it into where, oh, you're young, you're done. I really hate that statement, because it's a lot of educated, young, smart people that don't make mistakes like that and that are raised and understand that they have to be responsible.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he could be changed?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. 7 years, man, I'm not perfect. All of us have done something that was wrong and which we had to apologize for. Just because you apologize don't mean people are going to forgive you.
Sure, but does that mean he should get booed, though?
No, he shouldn't get booed for that.
Okay.
You know, I agree with you. That was 7 years ago. There's some mean, cruel people in this world, you know.
Oh, so, people are going to yell stuff at him in the dugout.
You're right. You're right, Sparky. Hey, they shouldn't put him out there. I agree with you. He shouldn't have to deal with that. He should just sit out for it.
And because what's going
to
happen is his teammates are going to stick up for him, too. And then you're going to have screaming matches.
It's going to be bullpen drama. It's gonna be, they're going to be standing up. It's going to be bad. I just think you're right. They should just keep him away from all that right now. Let it die down a little bit. And then start easily putting them out there, you know.
No question.
You're 1,000% right about that.
Yep, give it like 2 weeks, then go ahead and put them back
I
out
agree,
there.
Bro.
Thanks for the
day,
call.
Man.
Appreciate it.
My first reaction was, 17, now he's 24. He didn't know he was going to be famous then. Okay, it was a stupid thing to do, but give him a break. He was probably doing it for shock value, to draw attention to himself, to his buddies at the high school and all that. But when I told this to my 23-year-old daughter and my 17-year-old daughter, They rolled their eyes. They said, no, man, you never do that. I wouldn't do that back in 2012 when I was in high school. And my 17-year-old said, there's no way you can get away with that these days. You're going to get in trouble. In 2011, that's 2 or 3 years into the Obama era. And players were coming forward that were gay and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he was really out there at 17. He knew what he was doing.
No doubt.
He knew what he was doing. And he, you know, this is probably more of a matter of him being stupid and not deleting that stuff.
Got one here from Chef Tony on Twitter, who says, some people are racist, and some hide it at home, and some let the world know. How he feels don't change, or he wakes up and not racist. Until Brewers trade him, I'll stay in my lane. The classy thing for the Brewers would be to release him and forget about it, I guess, is what he is trying to say. That wasn't easy to read. David tweets at The Fan, don't cheer or boo. You made a mistake. Let it go. It was a joke. How Braun got an ovation there and he's not a hero. Yet the whole Ryan Braun getting cheered at Miller Park after the PED suspension was beyond stupid to me. I'll never understand that one. Justin in North Carolina, you're next on the Fan.
What's up, Sparky? Trying to dodge these raindrops and go hear Dave Matthews Band today, but I felt like I was obligated to call in on this.
Where are you?
Josh Hader. I'm in Raleigh.
Oh, I was going to say it's raining here, too. That's why I was asking where you were. Okay, go ahead.
Must be contagious. So, Sparky, you had the pleasure of meeting my mentor when he came by and he dropped off that stuff.
I did.
Leroy yep. Butler, Dr. Greenfield.
Yep.
He is a diversity and inclusion motivational speaker all across the country. Spoken everywhere from Ohio State all across big name schools, right? So I was having a dialogue with him, and I don't think he'd mind me sharing this on the air. We got to remember what our country was 4 or 5 years ago. We used to use gay as an inferior term, and if you did something and that was quote-unquote, air quotes, feminine, you would call it gay. So that's where we were just 5 years ago as a country. And then you had a lot of these guys like Michael Sam, Amici, and some of these other baseball players like the guy in the Brewers minor league system came out, and we started to take a step back as a person and say, hey, maybe that's not really nice, and it's pretty hurtful to people. So then you fast forward it to where we are now. His stuff came out 7 years ago. I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm a minority. I wasn't upset by what he did. My feelings were hurt by it. I think getting upset about it is different, but you would just hope, and you would just think with the scriptures tattooed on his sleeve and stuff like that, you would think Hader would be a different type of guy. Would I cheer for him? Would I boo for him? I probably would be indifferent, to be honest with you, because I have a Josh Hader jersey. I'm not going to wear that jersey. And it's not because of anything that he did. I wouldn't want it to be misconstrued that I agree with what he did or I'm giving a pass at what he did. But for the one caller and some of the people that are saying that you cannot change, just think about when you use those three words and some of the other derogatory three words to the LGBTQ community and how that's changed. And I think that from a person myself that grew up in Milwaukee where that was the norm, who is now an advocate and a supporter of the LGBTQ community, I think that he can change, and I think he has changed. And you can make a lot of things with an apology, but one thing that I don't think that guy could do is just cry fake tears. He's not an actor. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with, Sparky, is when he was using the N-word, Josh Hader's kind of a square. He's kind of a nerdy dude. He didn't even know the correct – because he's quoting Juicy J rap lyrics. So he didn't even know the correct context to use the word in the same way that Juicy J was using it. So it's a stupid move. He probably never thought he'd be a Major League Baseball player, but we've all made mistakes, and we should all forgive him. And this should be a learning curve for the rest of the country to look at the way that something that you do when you're young can hurt people in the future, man. But, Sparky, great show, man. I think you did a rock-out job by yourself today, bro, and I'm looking forward to listening to it tomorrow on the podcast again.
Appreciate it, Justin, man. Take care. Have a good rest of the evening. Like I said, without knowing the situation of what that deal was, obviously, the type of high school he went to is way different of a high school than what I went to. Clemens was talking about this earlier where, like, they didn't have walls. Like, they were partitions that you could move, and it was really,
modern school, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
No walls. Hey, just those partitions. Let's break off into an English group over here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it. Whatever. But obviously, I don't know what the point of it was. If it was to try and bring everybody together, whatever. Clearly, that didn't work. Based on the Josh Hader tweets, maybe you should put walls up and try that again. Craig on the South Side, you're next on the Fan.
Yeah, just on a lighter note, I know you were talking about what's the most expensive hamburger you had.
Expensive hamburger you had, and then what kind of pricing?
I did. This was in Las Vegas where I was. Then I had a good. I went there about 2 years ago with my girlfriend and I. And we were staying at the Monte Carlo, and our flight got delayed. I was there in March Madness. I was like 18-5, you know,
nice.
In the sports book.
Right.
But yes, I go to the Mirage, and I think it's called the LBV, whatever the Mirage was. Yeah. So this included. There's the one thing about this is the fact that they don't put the prices on there, right?
That's a big sign. Hold on, Craig. Listen. If they don't put prices on a menu, I'm not going. That's my rule in general.
Exactly.
I'm not going.
I learned that.
No.
So I had. So okay. Now listen to this. This is the meal deal, whatever it was. It's a Mirage, right? At this place, the hamburger place, a 14-ounce steak burger, fries, and a 16-ounce beer. And she had a chicken sandwich. Guess how much my hamburger was?
$25.
$61
for a hamburger?
with the fries and a beer.
Oh, hell no. No.
And she had a chicken sandwich. Our bill was over $95 without a tip. I'm like, what?
Yeah, did you grab your chest? I would have grabbed my chest. I think I would have.
I would rather go to Cops Culture than get it.
You're dang right.
Get a hamburger.
$60 for a hamburger. Holy cow.
Yeah. So, I mean, a little lightning notes. I mean, some people, you know, just with the Josh Hader
right.
thing, I mean, some people, when you're an adult, you can be stupid too.
Yeah, I mean. Craig, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, man, that's nuts. And I'll tell you something else. You start talking about being in Vegas. I don't know about anybody else. But when you're in Vegas, you go, well, not everybody does this. But you should go with money that you can afford to lose, right? Not like rent or your car payment, but money that you set aside just to gamble with. And if you lose it, you lose it. And it's amazing when you're in Vegas how $20 that you will hold on to until the very last moment when you're at home because you don't want to spend your money. When you're in Vegas, $20, it's like Monopoly money. Oh, it's only $20? Sure, here's $20 for Jack and Coke. No problem, it's Vegas. This is money just going to just flow right out. If you're at home and they charge you $7 for a Jack and Coke, you look at them and go, $7 for a Jack and Coke? You're out of your mind. Vegas, $20? No problem, I got it. Got all this extra money.
Woody Page, you know,
crazy.
Denver Post.
Woody Page, yeah.
Around the horn.
Yep.
So we're talking to him at the Super Bowl, and we got into this topic, and he said, It's in London. It's called the Glamburger.
The Glamburger
it's
in London.
It's Kobe beef.
Okay.
It's lobster, a bunch of this other seafood stuff, truffle oil. And then it's got this edible gold finish to it. $1,700.
Edible gold finish?
Yeah.
If I eat this, can I poop gold and sell it?
That's a thought.
$1,700 for a hamburger?
That's a thought.
Man, get out of here. There's no way. There's
he said he
chance.
Had one, and it was on the company.
Oh, yeah, and that was the last day at the company, I'm sure. Brad in Pewaukee, you're next on the Fan. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Sparky, you're right. Peter is going to catch a lot of heat for this, but it's going to be on the road. Milwaukee, they're very forgiving, and, you know, there's not a huge minority population that goes to the games. They sit under, you know, beneath the partition there. You know, you just have Fridays, so as long as you're not out in the open, you know, you might have one person here or there. But on the road is where he's really going to get.
San Francisco and L.A. are going to be bad.
Yeah, those, you're right. I think he probably needs to stay inside. But I think in Milwaukee, you know, especially if he stays under the canopy there, I think he's going to be all right. You know, you'll have the, you know, one or two guys, but, you know, they can always kick those guys out. But, you know, Milwaukee, they're probably more, you know, probably be more, maybe, you know, they're not going to boo, they're not going to cheer, you know, probably like that. But
yep.
On the road. You know, send me the pass.
We'll find out tonight. It starts tonight against the Dodgers. Thanks for the call. On Deck Show coming up. Pillow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show with Baby Tausch, I found out, filling in for Anthony Mandela tonight. Baby Tausch hosting the show coming up here in just a few minutes. Take a quick time out. Wrap it up. Coming up next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. That'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show. Coming up next, Baby Tausch. Billy Schmidt. In the house, back from his vacation, where he almost died on a mountain in Colorado. He's got that story coming up. I'm assuming you're going to tell that story on the post-game show tonight?
No, we're actually going to save that for the Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast. It's going to come up on Monday morning at 6.
Right.
It's got to be an unfiltered look at what happens as I almost die on a mountain in Colorado.
I was laughing hysterically. I mean, it's not funny because I got to be honest. I probably would have thought I was going to die, too.
Oh, no, it's pretty funny. It's very funny.
Not at that time it wasn't.
But it was not funny at the time.
Nope. Your friend's lucky he's alive. Because he's
I'm lucky I was alive. Because if I was with him, I would have killed me.
How big is he?
About 245, 250.
Oh, so it would have been a good fight.
Oh, yeah, it would have been a good scrap.
I think you were getting ready to throw on him.
No, it would have been a good scrap. And frankly, I don't know how he didn't turn something on me because it's a long story. But you'll hear about it this weekend. We got more important stuff. We got baseball.
Baseball On Deck Show coming up next. And more of the Josh Hader situation, starting lineups, all that fun stuff. Coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.